Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable, concealable holsters on the planet. Each American-made holster is built by hand, including the award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0. This holster is made with a comfortable, form-fitting neoprene and spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Purchase the most advanced holster for just $43.88. Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Alien Gear Holsters now offers a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with premium leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of your firearm with zero signs of sag. Pair one up with a holster and save $15. Every Alien Gear holster is backed by an ironclad triple guarantee. This promise includes a forever warranty, a 30-day test drive, and free holster shell trades for life. Conceal in comfort for as low as $29.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
I love this part of my job. That part being finally getting to sit in the Crossbreed Holster chair with you and talking with you about the things we talk about week in and week out, year after year after year. Welcome to the program today. I hope you're looking forward to an amazing holiday and capping off what has been, no doubt, an incredible year. Just an incredible year. The ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. I can think of nothing more up, down, of course, obviously, then the 2016 election and the results and what it means for us as gun owners and, in particular, concealed carry permit holders, the advancements that are coming, the restoration of our rights across the country, and what that will mean for us as members of the lawfully armed, responsibly armed Americans as a group, millions upon millions of us. And what that's going to mean, not just from the legal standpoint, the political standpoint, but also from the educational standpoint, the training standpoint. Many, many, many new roads have opened up to us in 2017. The future belongs to us. It really does. The future belongs to us. It truly does. What do I mean by that? The future belongs to us. It means that we control the narrative now. It means we don't have to play defense. It means we don't have to respond to something dopey, some liar said about us. It means that the guns in my safe have nothing to do with what happened in Newtown. They never did. Yet that's what we were led to believe by Alan Gottlieb, what I referred to, of course, as the mainstream media, what he referred to as the dominant media. I'll use that dominant media. I like that. That will change, though, in the very, very near future because they are no longer dominant, but that will change. We'll call them something else, I'm sure, down the road. But for now, we'll take Alan's description there of dominant media versus mainstream because we are mainstream. The brilliant point on his part, this is how we take the language back. Educated, trained, responsibly armed Americans, of which there are millions, are not the evil monsters we've been made out to be. We take the language back. That's why we say mainstream. I like that. We're not going to call them mainstream anymore. They're not. We are your mainstream. You, the man with the guns in your safe. You, the woman with the gun on her hip protecting her children. Your mainstream. Always have been in this country. So it's great to be able to take that narrative back. So I hope you're as excited about 2017 as I am. It's hard to believe that the year's come to a close. What a wild up and down. that night sending my kids to bed, fairly confident Trump was going to win the election, having predicted it on this program. Trump plus 300 electoral votes. I was right. Yet that fear of not knowing if my children would wake up the next day to know the country that I knew, that my grandparents gave to my parents, that the greatest generation gave to all of us. I had no idea if they would ever see that country. So that fear. Waking up on the 9th, knowing I could breathe again. That we could control the narrative and we could talk about the things we want to talk about. And that's exactly what we're going to do in 2017. Happy ending stories, education, training. Being responsibly armed Americans and what that means. So that we never, ever, ever, we let America know what that means. So that we never, ever, ever fall back into the trap we fortunately just crawled out of. We bear some responsibility for that. But when we present ourselves as what we are, and when the rest of the nation hears us, as they will, because we control the narrative, we never fall back in that trap. When we talk to America about what it means to be a responsibly armed American, what does that mean to be a responsibly armed American? Does that mean to carry your gun in a holster and not just openly in your front pocket because that would be stupid, leaving the trigger exposed? No, partly. What else does it mean? Does it mean letting Americans know what it means to be educated about how we use our firearms, where we use our firearms? Yes, it does. Does it mean talking about training? And not allowing the mainstream media to portray someone who trains vigorously with their firearms as a nutcase or a gun nut, but as a responsibly armed American that they truly are? Of course it does. We don't have to defend our lifestyle. We embrace our lifestyle. What lifestyle am I talking about? Walking around armed responsibly. I carry a firearm with me everywhere I go. I went to Sam's Club today, openly carrying a firearm. I went to Publix Shopping Center today, openly carrying a firearm. Got a haircut a couple days ago, openly carrying my firearm. Got gas at Kroger with my kids yesterday with a Glock 17 concealed underneath a light jacket. By the way, when I was at Sam's Club today and Publix Shopping Center today, those of you in the South know Publix. Those of you around the country might not. It's just a very popular grocery store in the Southeast. My children were with me, 12 and 14 years old, walking around, shopping, picking this up, picking that up, with an openly carried handgun on my hip. It's legal where I am. In fact, it's probably legal where you are. Nobody freaked out. Nobody called the police. None of the lunatics dialed 911 because some lunatic was walking around. No, quite the contrary. I heard, "Hey, Mark, how you doing today?" Picked up a prescription from the pharmacy, openly carrying my firearm. "Hello, Mr. Walters, how are you today? Good to see you. Hi, you guys." referring to my kids? Where else did I go? I was all over the place. Home Depot. I've had more people walk up to me at Home Depot and say, hey, man, thanks for carrying that firearm. You see, because I don't hide from my firearm. I know there's, you know, that whole tactics, open, concealed. These are conversations we can have now, more so than we had before. We've always talked about it. Now we can talk about them more frequently because we don't have to get knocked back on our heels by a bunch of dopey lunatics. And believe me, we will. We will start having more conversations about those things. Couldn't wait for that. Couldn't wait. Aren't you glad politics is over? Good heavens. I mean, come on, admit it. Hey, by the way, if you want to correspond with me, great emails pouring in. I've got some wonderful emails I want to read. Read a bunch last week. Daily Defense Program was just like turning a page every day. It was wonderful. We went from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday. Just kept rolling with what I couldn't get to Monday, we got to on Tuesday. Couldn't get to on Tuesday, we got to on Wednesday. But mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. So much to talk with you about. I'll be reading some emails with you in the next hour when Michael Martin joins us. We'll be talking with A.W.R. Hawkins for the remainder of this hour. Happy ending self-defense stories, other concealed carry issues. Doesn't it feel good to be able to breathe again? Doesn't it feel good to not have to talk about the things we talked about for the last year? Good heavens, 2017 is going to be a great year. The next 8 years are going to be great years. We're going to be here with you every step of the way. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be back right after this.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive, a free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
I have to tell you, in the last segment, I was talking with you a little bit about what it means to be in the position that we're in today. I want you to listen to A.W.R. Hawkins' piece that just popped up on Breitbart News. You can read this at Breitbart.com. A.W.R. joins me every week. Do nothing, Congress. Democrats pivot. Don't you love that? It's in quotes, too. Don't you love that? You know, AWR gets it. Democrats pivot from gun control to blocking pro-gun bills. AWR Hawkins, this is a great piece because it's just what I was talking about in the last segment. So I'll start this off by question with you today of this, with this. How does it feel, AWR, to be able to breathe again?
Oh, right. Right. No, you're right. If Hillary had won and they were saying these things, we'd be nervous as cats because who knows what it would mean. But under Trump, you know, I don't want to sound braggadocious. I know you don't either, but I laugh at them. I'm like, poor Senator Murphy, poor Senator Blumenthal. They don't get it. They lost. They lost. And I don't, you know, I love that they have to change their angle and they admit it. It's not going to do any good to push gun control, so they're going to dedicate themselves to fighting pro-gun legislation. Hey, come on out and say it. That's what you did. I'm happy. Come on out and say it because we have another election in 2 years, 2018, and so we can get rid of a few more Democrats at the voting booth. Come on out and say it. Tell us what your plans are. We love it.
Yeah, the both Democrats from Connecticut, Murphy and Blumenthal, here's what Murphy had to say when talking with reporters, and you point this out in your piece, and the piece is titled, as I said, Do Nothing Congress, Democrats Pivot from Gun Control to Blocking Pro-Gun Bills. Senator Chris Murphy said this, first and foremost, we have to play defense. And to me, that's the breath of fresh air. That's it.
Yeah.
You actually could have stopped right there. Those who listen to this show or hear you on your podcast, Bullets with A.W.R. Was it? Give us the podcast name again. I'm sorry,
Bullets
John.
Bullets
with A.W.R. Hawkins. I was right. When people hear you talk about that, or if they hear you on with you know a Breitbart News radio on Sirius, they hear these things. You could have stopped right there, and it made perfect sense. Right, no further. So great stuff. I appreciate you brought that up, and it really worked well with the way I came out of the last segment and into this segment. Okay, A.W.R. Hawkins, so much to talk with you about. You've written some great stuff. I'm going to start with this because I love happy ending stories, and you have a bunch of them here. Pizza delivery driver with concealed permit foils ambush robbery and shoots suspect. Tell us about this.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you, I respect this guy. 52-year-old pizza delivery guy, you know. And I'm just going to say, a 52-year-old guy, who knows what kind of physical shape he's in. I don't mean that 52 years old is on your deathbed. I don't mean that. But you know what I mean. that's a time period when a lot of people are a little sloppy. Who knows what kind of physical shape he's in? He's called to a deliver a pizza. When he gets there, he's jumped from behind by two people. They grab him. They take his money. And this dude has the wherewithal and the mental acuity to spin around, pull his gun, and open fire. And he hits one of them, and he kills him. And, you know, it's an unbelievable story. This is how the Second Amendment should work. As I always say on my podcast, this story is brought to you by the Second Amendment.
What a great way to put that, because it is. I refer to them as happy endings.
Right.
And to me, they're happy endings. Is that crude of me to call a story like this a happy ending?
Yeah. No, I don't think so, because the pizza delivery guy went home at the end of the day, which is what he was supposed to do. I'm like you. This sounds cold to people. I don't think about the criminal. I'm not concerned with the criminal and where he went tonight, whether it was in this world or another world. I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned that pizza delivery guy who's busting his chops to make a buck in America, that when he finished his shift, he clocked out and went home and saw family and saw his friends. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, that is absolutely. I love it. Brought to you by the Second Amendment, as you say. And it is. It truly is. That's what this is all about. You know, I was talking with Alan Gottlieb, as you know, in the previous segment. And the Ninth Circuit, you wrote the piece. I was actually quoting the judge, the Ninth Circuit judge, Mary M. Schroeder, who said when somehow in this convoluted, twisted logic of a gun grabber, finding a 10-day waiting period on a purchase of a gun when you've already owned a gun and have already had a 10-day waiting period on a previous gun, she said this, and you quote in your piece, an individual who already owns a hunting rifle, for example, may want to purchase a larger capacity weapon that will do more damage when fired into a crowd. They really think like this?
Well, they do think like this. They don't. I stress that coherency and logic are out the window when you're dealing with leftists. I know you know that, but they have no idea. See, a hunting rifle doesn't sound aggressive to them. So they have no idea that a hunting rifle is one of the deadliest rifles. Right. It's one of the deadliest firearms you could own. It's hard to find a vest that would protect you from most, if not nearly all, of the most popular hunting rounds being used for deer season right now. A 30-06, a 308, any 30 caliber bullet. They have no understanding. They don't know what it means to reach out and touch someone at 1,000 yards. But someone who's good with a 308, a 7mm, a 300 short mag, they know what it's like to reach out and touch somebody at 1,000 yards. And you can't do that with a lot of the little prey and spray weapons that they're worried about. And they don't understand also that a weapon that you buy that gives you a greater capacity, the faster you shoot it, the less accurate it is. They don't understand that. So I can hop into a crowd. Yes, maybe I hop in a crowd and I've got a gun that holds 30 rounds instead of one that holds 8. Okay, great. I still may not hit more people. I just might make a lot more noise. But they're not bright enough to know that, because they don't have any hands-on experience with the firearm. They just read the word 30 and the word 8, and they figure, well, the gun that says 30 must be a lot more dangerous.
Well, you know, there's something else to be said about this also, because she mentions clearly in here who already owns a hunting rifle.
Yeah.
And that's why, let me pivot. I love to go back.
Let's pivot like the Democrat.
Pivot like that's I love that. I love using those little buzzwords. I mean, it's great. You get that, and I love it. So let's pivot back to this point. The hunting the pivot. Hold on a second, Mark. All right. I love being on offense, man. So fun. Oh my god. Okay, gonna be a great year. I'm telling you. So the hunting rifle. The point that I'm trying to make here between my bouts of laughter, AWR, is that, as you say, brought to you by the Second Amendment, you're referring to that in a self-defense nature versus what she's referring to as hunting, where the Second Amendment ain't about hunting. It's about the right to defend your life. And you so eloquently say that with brought to you by the Second Amendment. It's wonderful. So I just can't wait to see that narrative pushed over and over and over again, particularly as we talk about these amazing happy ending stories. We're getting ready to take a break, AWR. When we come back, you've got, oh gosh, a few of these we're going to cover. But I want to go to you next about how many tons of ammo have been purchased by responsibly armed Americans over the last few months, we'll just say. Armed American Radio continues. The Monster Show with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Check him out at AWR Hawkins and on Facebook, AWR Hawkins. Read everything at Breitbart News. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
This
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. At the beginning of the next segment, I'm going to give you the Gun A Day giveaway. It's the Kimber revolver. It's amazing. Well, I can just tell you right now, if you want to see it, USCCAOnAir.com. Go check it out. Activate one of three memberships. Levels of self-protection, self-defense shields. There's one for every budget. Silver, gold, platinum. It's available to you at USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. And the Gun A Day giveaway today is the Kimber revolver. It's absolutely amazing. It's .357. The photo is right up on the page for you. If you don't win the Gun A Day giveaway today, you are still entered to be one of three grand prize winners, which is ammo for life. All of the information is available to you at USCCAOnAir.com. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, welcome back. Hey, AWR, before we go back to your stuff, I'm going to pivot, if you will, over to a story that appeared on Bay News 9 down in Tampa, Florida. I think you'll get a charge out of this one, okay?
All righty.
Barbecue stand owner fatally shot would-be robber in self-defense. Now, I'm a big barbecue fan, and I certainly would defend my barbecue with my firearm, particularly if I was the owner of the stand. Now, this occurred in what used to be a sleepy little town just northeast of downtown Tampa by the name of Zephyr Hills. Know it very, very well. And this individual in Pasco County, the owner of Jordan's Barbecue, Tampa listeners, you know what I'm talking about. You saw it on Bay News 9. Shot and killed a man attempting to rob the restaurant. It was self-defense. You know what Sheriff Chris Nocco said? This is a case of self-defense. Put yourself in the shoes of this family who has a small business. They're working hard trying to keep their family going. And every day they come out here and they put a lot of sweat and equity into keeping the family business. And this individual is going to aggressively come at them? Sounds like it's an attempted robbery, Sheriff Nocco said. This is clearly self-defense.
Right.
AWR, you don't have to know anything about it other than what the good sheriff said, don't you?
That's it. And I believe, if I'm correct, the barbecue owner's son actually killed the guy.
And that was the son. That's right. So you do know the story. Awesome.
I know the story. So I believe that I believe, as the sheriff believes, that, you know, if the facts are as they are presented, then it's self-defense. And so you move on to the next story. And it's just like what we talked about with the pizza delivery guy. Hey, I'm happy that the barbecue stand owner and his son are going to be able to celebrate Christmas together. That's all I can say. I'm thrilled about it. That's how America's supposed to work, and that's what the Second Amendment is designed to protect. So there we are.
Brought to you by the Second Amendment, as you say, on Bullets with AWR Hawkins. Hey, before we go farther, tell everybody, tell 200 radio stations, listeners across the nation, and quite frankly, around the world, where can they hear Bullets with AWR Hawkins? Great podcast every Tuesday.
Right on. Yeah, they can hear it. They can get it on iTunes every Tuesday morning. Of course, what they can do if they have an iPhone is log into iTunes tonight, do a search for AWR Hawkins or for Bullets with AWR Hawkins and subscribe. It's a free subscription, of course. And every Tuesday morning, your phone will ping you and tell you that there's a new episode to listen to. If you have a Android-based phone, then you go to podcast1.com. Same thing, search AWR Hawkins or Bullets with AWR Hawkins. And once you find it, you subscribe, and there you go. Now, with your Android, it will ping you every Tuesday morning when the new episode comes out.
Ding, Bullets with AWR Hawkins. It's beautiful. I love it. Yeah, go check it out. It's an amazing show. You get AWR Hawkins in his own tent, baby. I mean, this is what he does. And AWR, as you know, we're thrilled to have you here bringing your analysis and your wit and your wisdom to Armed American Radio every week. It's huge, and I can't thank you enough. All right, let's pivot. 17,850 tons.
Wow.
Of ammo. That's a lot of ammo.
Right. Right. And here's the key. Here's the key. People that read this will understand it's a lot more. It's a lot more than that. The 17,850 tons, those are all imported tons of ammo. That doesn't count Winchester, Federal, Hornady, Sig Sauer, Liberty, Gold Dot. I mean, I could go on and on. But it doesn't count domestic ammo. This is only imported ammo. And just imported ammo, 17,850 tons over the last 12 months. to me, this is a little something to tuck away there in the mental chambers. Hold on to it, because it won't be long till Moms Demand or one of these other sorry groups will come out and go, gun sales are not really as big as they say. It's the same people buying guns over right. and over. Well, somebody's buying not thousands, but tens of thousands of tons of ammo. Women, I covered in Detroit, so many women are buying guns that instructors in Detroit say firearms training is the new quote-unquote training, or excuse me, therapy session
right.
for female crime victims. Don't tell me that gun ownership is not expanding. Don't tell me there's not a record-setting pace for gun purchases right now. Don't tell me that ammunition sales aren't breaking records. Don't tell me, because I know better.
You know, let's go over to that story. And, you know, that is 17,850 tons is, what, 30-plus million pounds.
Right.
35 million pounds.
35.7 million.
Of ammunition. I want you to think of it. That's imported. That's not including all the stuff you've got in your safe, as you just named, of which I have thousands of rounds. You know, I have too much ammo, said no one.
All right. I was hoping you were going to finish that statement.
Yeah, you knew how I was going to finish that statement. You know me better than that. All right. Let's talk about the women issue, training, therapy. I actually talked with a young lady by the name of Jen Jakes, good friend of the program over at BearingArms.com, on Friday's Daily Defense program about this. She picked up what you had written on relative to this topic, and I quoted some of it. What is... Tell us about it, because it's such a huge part of gun sales now. Huge part of gun sales.
Huge. Yeah, it is huge. And here's why. Because, if I can pivot to it, women...
Don't hurt yourself. We don't want you to hurt your ankle.
Don't worry. Women in Detroit, in particular, they're reacting to crime by arming up. And what's important in this is a lot of women are going on the record, which is not normal for people who are scared of firearms one day and they own one the next. But women are training, and then they're coming out and talking to papers and going, hey, I was scared of firearms. I never thought of owning a firearm. I never. And they'll list the crime that happened. Perhaps it was a sexual assault. Perhaps it was a property crime. Perhaps it was a threat to life. But I don't know what they all were. I know what some were. And these women say, you know what? I realize if I'm going to be safe, it's up to me. And so they go, they get training. And, you know, you have these firearms instructors in Detroit that say, look, this is the new, quote-unquote, therapy session for females who have been victims of crime. And that may even be a domestic crime. They may be a past ex-boyfriend or ex-husband. Who knows? A threat they face from them. I love this. And here's what I really love. The majority of the women I wrote of in this story are black. And you and I both
yes.
know, and you're the same way. I don't want to push race here. I don't want to divide us. This isn't a dividing thing, though. This is an important point. Democrats want blacks, especially in inner cities, especially in cities like Detroit, they want them to be not independent but dependent. You give a citizen who happens to be black an understanding of the Second Amendment and some firearms training. They don't need the government anymore. Now, you want to compound the beauty of that? Let that black citizen be a woman. Because government, especially a liberal government, wants nothing more than to make single women dependent on government. What are these guns doing? These guns are making single black women free again, and it's a wonderful story.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is changing the narrative. What you just heard, the wisdom of A.W.R. Hawkins, the way he just closed out what he said before we go to this break, is the changing of the narrative. It's the changing of the guard. It's everything you've never known. It's everything you never heard. It's everything I told you when I told you that the media would give you the story bias. That's not the big problem. The big problem is what they don't tell you. This is what's happening in the inner city. This didn't just happen on November 9th. This has been going on for years in America. Now you get to hear it. This is what playing offense is all about. We'll be back to wrap up this hour of Armed American Radio with the great A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
You know, I couldn't believe that. Any more than with the sincerity I said it. I believe it from my heart. It's part of my soul. It's in my DNA. I used a firearm to defend my life. I never had to pull the trigger. Would have. And would have slept soundly that night. Not concerned with the individual. and what put them in a position that they felt they had to rob you. I don't care. It makes no difference to me. If you try to take someone's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness from them, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results due to your actions, too bad for you. Take a listen to this line from a piece, and I love the title of this A.W.R. Hawkins piece at Breitbart News. Homeowner ends string of home invasions with one shot. Now, if anything is brought to you by the Second Amendment, that's it. Take a listen to this. Neighbors voiced support for the homeowner's actions. Resident Rachel Straub said, as a woman, I'm really grateful that people take action to stop violence because this is a violent action. AWR, what action was taken against someone who was doing what?
Well, you had two people asleep in bed, and they had alarm went off. And alarms were so common that they thought the first alarm, they viewed it as routine, but the alarm went off for the second time. The male homeowner jumped out of bed, grabbed a gun, went to investigate, caught the guy outside, startled him. And I guess the guy didn't expect the homeowner to come out and catch him. And anyway, homeowner ends up shooting him in the abdomen. And, you know, you think about this. You had neighbors, as you've already quoted one, but neighbors said, look, you know, someone had to. And I like this. One of the neighbors said, invading a home is a violent action. Of course it is. We know that. But here's what I love about it. She said it. Because sometimes we don't think about what we know. We know invading a home is a violent action. This is why so much of what the left says falls on deaf ears. Because I know if someone kicks in my front door, when he comes through that door, he's not coming through there to give me a glass of Kool-Aid. He's coming through there to kill me if he gets the opportunity. And this homeowner, who's a neighbor of the homeowner involved in this incident, said, look, I'm glad he took action because this was a violent action. And that's what it boils down to. Another homeowner armed and able to use his firearm to defend his life and the life, not of his wife, but of his girlfriend. You know, two lives saved. So you've got to applaud it.
And let's not forget that the neighbor, Rachel Straub, is now safer, as is the rest of the community, because of this man's actions.
Right.
She's safer when she goes to bed at night now.
Right, because the individual they suspect, they still haven't proven, but the police suspect, was behind the string of home invasions. That individual right now is hoping he doesn't bleed out. So that is that's a good deal for everybody, and it's probably a great check on his behavior going forward.
Yeah, I think he may find another line of work. I think the business end may have put him in another line of work. We shall see. All right, two more things I want to talk with you about. So I want to cruise through this one quickly. I found this fascinating, though. Valerie Jarrett, longtime advisor to Barack Obama. Your piece titled, My Grandfather May Not Have Died If He Hadn't Had a Gun for Self-Defense. What?
Yeah, right. That title is jumbled on purpose. Hit, you know, English teachers are listening to this show going, oh, double negative, AWR is ignorant. No, I did that on purpose for this reason. I want to show you how silly these leftists are. This woman is saying that my grandpa might still be alive if he hadn't had a gun for self-defense. Think about it. And what happened is two people broke into his dentistry office, which was in a basement in D.C. They pulled a gun on him. So he pulled a gun in response to defend his life. Turns out the gun they pulled was a toy gun. They were able to overpower him, take his gun away, and kill him. Now, it doesn't take long. No one's going to really need me to explain this. When I start going through it, it's all going to click. This man was armed, and he was overpowered by two people. How much easier would they have overpowered him if he hadn't been armed? I mean, Valerie Jarrett, her thoughts are so vacuous. You have to stop and think. If my grandpa, armed, was overpowered, how quickly would they have overpowered him if he hadn't had a gun? Instead of coming out and saying, you know, if he hadn't had a gun, he might still be alive. You know, a gun for self-defense may have cost him his life, yada, yada. Instead of saying those kind of things, she should be out right now going, you know what, folks, I support the Second Amendment because I'll tell you what, my grandpa's dead, but one thing gave him a fighting chance. One thing did, and that was that gun in his hand. And that's how these leftists are going to have to learn to think.
Well, they're going to have to learn to think that way because we've taken over and we control the narrative. You know, I got to tell you, the use of the double negative in the headline was brilliant. I couldn't think of a better way or a place to use that. For those of you who don't know what that is, in literary terms, anybody who writes or who knows English understands that that a double negative is using two negatives to cancel each other out, if you will, to form a positive, and is widely regarded as a grammatical mistake in today's day and age. However, when used like you used it intentionally, it's absolutely brilliant because it points out her stupidity, quite frankly.
Right.
So absolutely brilliant use. Let's pivot over to Chicago before we close out the rest of this hour. And here's how I want to set this up. There's a story, AWR, I'm sure you've seen it, about a three-year-old boy out shopping with his grandmother in Little Rock, Arkansas, victim of a road rage, killed by a psychopath who felt the grandma didn't move fast enough at the red light when it turned green at a traffic light. And a three-year-old boy, this guy got out shooting at the vehicle. A three-year-old boy, her grandson, is now dead. A family devastated over the holidays, a little boy's life gone. This absolutely should be national news. But then it makes me think. 753 homicides in Chicago. 753 homicides in Chicago. That is 261 more than the entire year of 2015. AWR, 4,224 shootings. That is 1,226. Hear me now, listener. 1,226 more than 2015 in total. We have another 13 days to go for the remainder of this year. AWR, this is astonishing. That little poor three-year-old boy and that devastated family absolutely deserves national news. Why don't we hear anything about the numbers I just gave you?
Well, I mean, the three-year-old story will be pushed because it can be used
against us.
The Chicago news can't be pushed because Chicago is a great gun control experiment. That's what the city is. They had a handgun ban in 1982 enacted. Crime shot through the roof. That was finally shot down in 2010. The vestiges of it remain. It is a handgun experiment gone wrong. And the more negative news about it, which would mean all these deaths, all these shootings, the more they cover it, the more they make our point for us, which is what? Gun control does not make the vulnerable less vulnerable, only more so. And so they can't do that. It goes against their template. And so, you know, we're never going to hear. Now, we're going to hear, of course, if deaths hit 800 before the year's over, some of these outlets are going to be forced to cover it just so they're not weeks and days behind other outlets. But they're not going to put their heart into it. And they're not going to call special attention to it because it goes against their template. And their template is guns are bad and more guns equal more crime. Now, we know that's
AWR,
but that's their template.
You nailed it. I've got to stop you there. Merry Christmas to you and your family, my friend. Thank you on behalf of all of Armed American Radio listeners around the country and around the world for everything you do for this show and everything you do for gun owners. We appreciate everything. We'll see you after a two-week vacation like everybody else after the first of the year. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Michael Martin is next.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.